turn to your neighbor if you are excited to be in the house tonight, and turn to him and say, neighbor, you look good tonight. Now turn to your other neighbor that you ignored and say, second choice, you also look good. Amen. We're excited to be in the house of the Lord tonight, this Sunday evening. We've got some things going on, some events in this month of March end of March, and then going into the rest of the months that we are in. It's busy. I don't even know what month we're in anymore. But we have on the 28th, we have Ladies United Fellowship. That is something you do not want to miss. Sister Callan Rhodes will be speaking. Yes. Give it a little more than that. I'm not biased or anything. But if you see somebody secretly in the corner over there with the newspaper, it's not me. I'm just trying to eavesdrop here, hear her speak. But then on the 31st, we have Easter Sunday. Make sure you are there. Easter Sunday is going to be a great service. And then also on the 31st, our mission pledge will be due. And there is also, if you have come in on this side, this entrance, there is a bassinet out in the foyer for baby gifts to give to Tanner and Kylie Bowden to celebrate the girl that they are having, Rinley Kate Bowden. So if you have any gifts, cards, monies, anything, monies, give it money to in the bassinet to celebrate Rinley Kate Bowden money. And did I mention money? No? Okay. And so if you could stand up, we're going to move into some worship. It's why we came here. It's why we're put on this earth, is to glorify God. There's a lot of things that we can't do, a lot of things that are out of our control. But one thing that we can always do is give praise and give honor and glory to God. So before the song starts, if we could all lift a hand towards heaven, if we could begin to lift up our voices for just 10 or 15 seconds before the song even begins, to give praises. Father, you are good. Father, you are great. You are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name.
He always Spirit lives within me. My victory, my victory. Your Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory. Your Spirit lives within me, so I will walk in your peace. Your Spirit lives within me, my victory, my victory.
That he inhabits the praises of his people, that he is in this house, he is in this place, he is able, willing, and ready to move on every need, ones that are on this list, ones that are on the overhead, but also the ones that you have on your heart, that you are carrying, that you walked in here with. God is able to move. I believe that tonight. I believe that any need can be met here tonight. And so we have specific needs that we want to mention, which are Sister Mildred Pratt, Tom and Fonda Price, Jean Flores, Wayne Sims, Sister Geraldine Osmus, Howard Woods, James Finch, Brother Proctor, Sister Formby, and any need in this place here tonight that wasn't mentioned, or that if you maybe just want specific prayer for your body, your mind, your spirit, or you just want to step in for somebody tonight, we encourage you to step forward. Ministers will anoint you with oil and pray with you and for you. And I believe that when we call on the name of the Lord, that things begin to change. I believe that when we bring the Creator, the Author, and the Finisher of our faith into a situation, I believe that things begin to change. And so we have our opportunity right now, Father. pray for also Brother Griffith right now. God, thank you for every need. Every situation, every sickness. Every person that needs healing, deliverance. And God, I pray that you make yourself known, you make yourself evident, you move throughout this place. And that God, I pray that we take hold of you tonight. In Jesus' name.
Don't know you like we do. There is
Right now, we'll have the ushers come. I don't know about y'all, but I'm glad that I have God who can move the immovable and break the unbreakable. There's nothing that he can't do. He created the heavens and the earth, so he has rule over all of it. So if there's any needs that's still in here, don't worry. Just give it to God. If it seems unmovable, it is for you, but it's not for God. Right now, we'll take the offering. Lord, I thank you for today, God. I thank you for this service and how you've moved already. I ask, Lord, that you would have your hand over Pastor, God, in our hearts and our minds to help us to be sensitive to you. In Jesus' name.
Glory. from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
One more time. You're worthy.
You're worthy of it all. You're worthy of it all. For from you are all things, and to you are all things. You deserve the glory.
God bless you as you're seated. The picture is clear. Could not be any more clear than it has been revealed. God created a body of sin that he moved into. And the book says it this way: he became sin who knew no sin, that we through him might become the righteousness of God. I can hardly imagine what it was like to know that he did it willfully. He gave his life to the tormenting horrors of sinful flesh. The book says it this way: he was tempted in all points such as we. That means, men, that he was tempted with women. That means that he was tempted to give up. That means that he was tempted to want to kill them instead of let them kill him. We could go on, but he was tempted in all points, such as we. So the virtue of the Spirit and the covenant of man with God is greater than your covenant with your house note, your car note, your insurance note. There is nothing that is higher than taking care of the relationship with Jesus Christ. So this morning we took care of the idea of his covenant with us. Tonight we are going to talk about our covenant with him. It is only right that we provide for him on the level that he provided for us. So let's look at Isaiah, the 28th chapter, and the 14th verse. Wherefore, hear the word of the Lord, ye scornful men that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. And watch this now. We have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation, a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation, and he that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies, and the water shall overflow the hiding place. And catch this part now, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge, somebody say revival, say the book of Joel. I encourage you to read the book of Joel, because you're going to see the promises stretched out in a great, more measurable way. The agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then shall you be trodden down by it. Romans 12, verse 18. And I'm not going to do a Bible study. We're just going to read this because I want the parameters of the message to have girders that will anchor us to a future that is superlative. If it be possible, as much as lieth in you, live peaceably with all men. I appreciate that fact, that as much as lieth within you. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. And but unless we get further down, don't you get down on yourself. Don't you get down on your future. We have a God that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask or think. You may stumble and you may miss a point, but that's what he's saying. He has already put forgiveness in place, and he's got an anchor ready to tie you to him in this covenantal agreement. Acts 1 and 8, you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Then he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to sense that. You power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy. And then when the adversary tries to knock you off the road, you got an anchor of the soul, both steadfast and sure, that is phenomenal. There is no weapon formed that can overcome you. You have been made an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. And the enemy would try to plant a seed in you young people's heart and mine, and your young married couples, and even the elders, that I just can't take what's going on. You got an anchor of the soul. You can handle it. He is aware of everything going on. And he has already prescribed a prescription that will keep you and I in the day of trouble. So he says, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. You have been made an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb. There's not one adversary that's greater than your God. There's not one temptation that's greater than your God. There's not one other life that's greater than your God. Your next breath is his life in you. Now, be not weary in well-doing, for you will reap when this thing is going on, and it will cause you to reap in the finale. Death could not hold him. Death is not greater than the God that's in this house right now. Resurrection is a partner to the kingdom of God that's going on right now. Sin tried to destroy every one of us that's here. Still tries to work on it. But sin cannot destroy you. Your covenant with God is greater than the flesh covenant with death. this flesh is going to die. But your covenant with God, trust in the Lord and lean not to your own understanding. Put an anchor in the rock of ages. And let me tell you that no matter what storm and no matter what's going on, the church is going to live and go into the holy city. What a genuine joy it is to preach to wonderful people that have made their determination to walk in truth. The covenant will allow you to go forward when death tempts you to say, I just can't handle anymore. Ladies and gentlemen, we did a covenantal message this morning from God's point of view, but now God is living in you, and we're living with a covenantal promise of greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. He moved in, so you didn't have to move out and move forward into the world itself. God is on your side, and so what we have to do daily is to crucify the flesh, because it'll lie to you. It'll tempt you. It will cause you to believe that the world hates you. Flesh is incriminating. But Christ in you is the hope of glory. And that glory means victory. That glory means overcoming. That glory means a light that can't be put out. I'm talking to somebody tonight. You came here and you hate what hell is doing to your family. I'm telling you, you've got a covenant, and your prayers are penetrating the impossible world and taking care of the possibles. I wish we'd pray for our whole city again right now. Father, give us everything we need. Strengthen our anchors. God, strengthen our covenant. Strengthen our minds. Strengthen our hearts. Strengthen our spirits. I pray tonight, God, that the glory of revival literally bursts forth into the streets, into the marketplace. I pray that revival will literally take over of every assembly that calls themselves Christians. In the name of Jesus, we're not slacking up. We are going to move forward in prayer and in faith and in confidence and in truth. It is impossible for those to vanish unless we turn the light of it out. In this realization, we have gotten ready. And he said, stay ready. Flesh has to have this covenant. And I just wrote all this out because I didn't want to miss it as God was trying to talk to me about everything. Your covenant will allow you to go forward when death says, no way. Your covenant is that covenant you made when you got baptized in Jesus' name. When you got filled with the Holy Ghost, you took everything out so all of his power could come in. So he just turns the whole thing around. Christ is now in you. We call it getting the Holy Ghost because we all can have it because it is a spirit of holy life. But in the true sense, Christ in you, the hope of glory, he wasn't just playing with language when he said Christ in you. You have the Christ, the new bloodline, the new spiritual authority to rebuke demons and to get things out of the way that are blocking your spiritual peace, joy, and righteousness. Ladies and gentlemen, it's high time to have Sunday night an explosion, because we are in Him and He is in us, and there's no weapon formed against a covenant that we have made. I got baptized in His name not to become Pentecostal. I got baptized in His name to have a covenant with Him that He won't give up on, and I don't plan to give up on my end of it. I will be your child. You shall be my God. You shall be my adversary, my advocate. You will be my glory. You will be my go-between. There's nothing, God, that I want to withhold from You, because You are not withholding anything from me. He said that. I will not withhold any good thing from You. That's in your Bible. Ladies and gentlemen, we are about to experience that book of Joel. In the last days, saith the Lord, I'm going to pour out my spirit. There is going to be a revival such as never before. I don't want to miss it. I don't want to be standing in the harbor of some other freight line when the glory of the kingdom comes sailing by Paris, Texas. Christ is looking in on this service tonight. Revelation 12 and 7, there was war in heaven. That was hard for me to believe the first time I ever read that. I just couldn't imagine that God in the heaven of heavens found war going on. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought his angels, but could not prevail. Now, if he couldn't prevail in that setting, and you have the possibles of 8,000 angels watching over your home every day, if that possible exists in anywhere close, they could not prevail. And neither was their place found any more in heaven. And the great dragon was cast out. You don't have to live in sordid feelings in life. It's time we do some casting out of the dragons. Those things that look so big, and things that look so powerful, and things that look like they could just totally wipe out our marriage and totally wipe out our child-parent relationship and all of that. Love is stronger than those dragons. I said love is stronger than that dragon. And the love of God that's shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Ghost, ladies and gentlemen, they can act it out in a way that the demons begin to tremble and say, you don't want to get in that house where they have that Holy Ghost revival stuff going on. You don't want to get in a home where the people of God are actually bringing the blood of the Lord. They don't put it on the doorpost anymore. They've got it on their brain. They've got it in their heart. They're covered by the blood. There's no weapon formed against the blood that can prosper. Ladies and gentlemen, it's high time on this Sunday night that we absolutely put an anchor down and say, devil, no more messing around with us. No more talking to us and thinking that you can coach us into a negative position. We are in Christ Jesus, a new creation, and all things have become new. And I don't have to do anything but trust in the Lord, obey the work of the Lord, and live in the Holy Ghost, and I can dance all day, and I can have glory all week, and I can have wonders in miracles. And they overcame him, verse 11, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto death. Therefore rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he has but a short time. So that's why we need to realize who we really are. We are children of the King. We have a signet. The name of Jesus is a strong tower. The righteous runneth into it and are safe. I'm here to tell you, demons can't catch you when you're living high on the hog in Jesus Christ. Ladies and gentlemen, it's high time to look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. Therefore, rejoice, you heavens, and ye that dwell in them. But woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the seal, for the devil is come down unto you having great wrath, because he knows that he hath but a short time. Now this is in the Bible and book of Revelation, the 12th chapter. And when the dragon saw that he was cast unto the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man-child. Ladies and gentlemen, I come to you tonight for you to stir up the gift. That's what, straight out of the book, stir up the gift that is within you. That's not just a part of God. That is the Spirit of God. The Holy Ghost was in the world, and you opened the door to your heart and said, Jesus, come in. And that's why you got baptized in the name of Jesus. And that's why we continue to baptize in the name of Jesus. Because neither is there salvation in any other. For there is no name that you can put on the doorpost of your heart and your mind and your spiritual attitude. There is no other name that can keep the devil out. But let me tell you, there is spiritual authority in the name of Jesus. Because it is pure. It is all wise. It is all victory. There's nothing about it that's going under. The grave couldn't hold him. And guess what? The devil can't hold us. He can't hold us back. He can't make us quit. We are going to run the race that is set before us. And we're not giving up. We're not giving up on backsliders. We're not giving up on our kids. We're not giving up on our future. We are not giving up, people. We believe in him. I think this is a good place to stop. I got much more. But right now, I feel like we need to stand up. And I want you to think about your covenant. And I want you to realize your covenant. I give my life to you. That's how you got the Holy Ghost. I give my heart and soul to you. That's how you got the Holy Ghost. I give you my life under the authority of the name of Jesus. You were baptized into the body of Christ through the water baptism. That's no small deal. That's not like just a little. No, no, no. You got a covenant. And God honors your covenant. We that honor his covenant, he honors our covenant. Give and it shall be given. That's not just finances. That is give your life, and bigger life comes your way. Now, if there's anybody here that has not received the Holy Ghost or not been baptized in Jesus' name, and you want to make your covenant exactly like the rest of the brothers and sisters that have already entered into the kingdom, when you get baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and you repent of your sins, and you walk in the Spirit, and you begin to speak in a heavenly language, you enter into a covenant. And God always honors covenants. I give my life to you, and that's how you get born again of the water and the Spirit. So if you're not there yet, this is a great night for you to make a covenant. And then you have the protection of which I have preached a part of. If you want to come down and travail over some children, covenant keepers have the right, spiritual authority, to pray angels into places where family and others in your world are hurting. I promise you that angels will get there. They got to us, and they'll get there. Your covenant is as great as God's covenant that I preached about this morning. God's covenant is to you, and it's an open door. Tonight, it's our covenant to Him about our neighbors and about our children and about our mate and about this world. We are His body in the earth. And if some of you men and women would like to come down here and just literally parade your thanks to Him, Bible calls it the sacrifice of praise. Go ahead and sing, would you? There's something wonderful that happens as we gather in a wonderful place of worship, brotherhood, sisterhood begins to be amplified. Hallelujah. If you can pray in the Holy Ghost, I encourage you to pray in the Holy Ghost tonight. For the Spirit itself maketh intercession with the source.
Withholding nothing.
give him all about 2 minutes of praise for the contract he has made with our future. Father, with this scripture. This is the confidence we have in our contract, that if we ask anything of him according to his will, which is a contract, that he will do for us what needs to be done. We just don't tell him how to do it, when to do it, but we do know he will do it. He cannot lie. If he does, there's no heaven and there's no hell. Because those are the two pending forces that push kingdom life. Why don't you smile at somebody as if to say, you and I are going to both make it. We're going to work together. And this is the confidence.
And he answered, that's why I trust him.